Today I'm visiting with John Rosa. He happens to be the legendary John Rosa.
I thought maybe you forgot that.
No, I wouldn't forget that. Administrator for the Boone County Landfill and Boone County Recycling and everything in between on that there. So,
and good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming back.
Good to
be here.
You
know, since we last visited, it hasn't really rained.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's pretty dry.
A lot of dust.
Yeah, well, and you guys have a lot of dust-making capabilities out there. I will say, though, that some of the things that are going on, obviously, we did touch on it last time. We are now into that time of the year. Like, I know you pretty much it had been set up for the time frame that the city of Boone has burning yard waste burning permitted, but from October 1st to November 15th.
Yep.
And you do free yard waste in the spring. You made a change. Was it noticeable? I think for some people that weren't aware, I'm guessing, probably.
You know, getting the message out, sharing that is always the challenge. It seemed to be, I thought, for the spring one, it wasn't that bad. People inquired or sought it out on the website and got the information with the change, but I didn't think it was too bad. And then it seems to be maybe less awareness right now for the fall. Maybe it's
sure.
just, maybe it's the people that do the fall yard waste and it's their, you know, the first time. So who knows, but we try to get the information shared as much as possible so people know what's going on. But if you're not aware of the change, it is still the same time frame. However, there's the glitch. It's Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays that it's actually free during that time frame. So there's a little bit of a change. We're just trying to focus on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays for pushing our audience to use the free yard waste service during that mm-hmm. time. Because we staff it. We pay for somebody to be there because inevitably we get the customers that show up with that
Our ever popular 2x4 tree.
Yes.
Yeah. It's out there somewhere.
Or swing set tree. Or somehow that grew in your yard. And so there's the tongue in cheek about that is when we talk about yard waste, we're talking about things that grew in your yard naturally. Mm-hmm. And swing sets didn't, and 2x4s did not. So
springtime, and I'm guessing springtime a little bit different than fall. A fall you get a little more. Obviously the trees leaves have not fallen yet, and we got all of that yet. But as dry as it is, I'm surprised because a lot of them are starting to come down. But by doing it these days, you kind of concentrate, get your volume in at that time, and it's a little easier to handle. Again, a little more efficient, obviously.
Yep.
But it's still, getting people to catch on to it.
Yeah, and there's a lot. This is still a lot of days that we provide that free service to the communities, comparatively to what other counties, whatever cities. It's all
most no others don't. Yeah,
and nobody does it to the extent that we do. Honestly, the time frame is very, very, very gracious, if you will, and so we're just trying to focus it a little bit more to where we have to have the additional expense for the supervision of the area.
And we know when it started, part of it was trying to give people an option to burning.
Yep.
And it, which is another challenge and that whole thing on there, especially as dry as it is right now.
Yeah. And I understand branches, of someone cleaning up their yard, a bigger branch or, sticks and that type of thing. The ones that I don't, that I still try to encourage folks to do the right thing is not to bag your grass clippings. You mm-hmm. should mow them and mulch them and work them right back into the soil. You keep the nutrients right there. Same thing with leaves as much as you can. I know some some trees will, they'll give you a whole bunch of leaves and maybe it's just too darn much. I understand that. But, for the most part, if you're able to mow and grind them up and put them back into the earth right there in your yard is a much better system than bagging it up, driving it out, hauling it out to us to do essentially the same thing. We're going to turn it into compost.
Well, hopefully, spread the word, let your neighbors know that yes, you can on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Those are days to go and you can drop them off out the landfill. We might get some lines and that happens. It's happened before. It'll happen again. They still, you are still going to get people that'll say, well, it doesn't fit me. I can come out on Monday and Tuesday. Okay, well, there'll be a charge.
Yep. you can still get it. It's, you can still drop it off. It's still going to be the $10 probably, unless you have some outrageous amount of stuff to get rid of. But for the most part, you know, a vehicle trailer load is, you know, 500 pounds to work with. That's a lot of yard waste. That's a lot of garbage. It's the same tipping fees that we charge for any garbage coming out. So same rate. So you can still get rid of it. Yeah, it's, you know, well, what about Mondays and Tuesdays? That's the only days I can do it. Well, I don't know. I'm sorry, but maybe we should just go to Saturdays. And, you know, it was a consideration of just do it on Saturdays. And but we thought, well, maybe we'll phase that in. Actually, hopefully we'll eventually be phasing the entire program out in the future, because if we get a methane collection system installed at the landfill, then we can actually bury the yard waste.
Just say, you can bring it out anytime. Just put it in with your...
You can work it in. It won't matter, but we're not doing that yet. So, you know, listen to the message that we're not doing that yet. We're still separating it. We're still putting the yard waste in the yard waste area, but maybe there'll be changes coming later.
And people will say, well, you can compost that and use that as cover, which that was 15 years ago. I'm sorry. Things have changed since then. Yeah. It's more efficient to do a different kind of layer, a spray. Yep. Actually, much less airspace.
Yep.
And it does, you know, basically it holds everything in place for you.
Yep.
So you don't need it as much as you used to.
Yeah.
And then I remember what I used to say, we want your yard waste. Because, you were.
We did, yeah. And now, you know, there's the spray. There's also tarping systems, and that's something I have intentions to have up and running this fiscal year, too, is big, large tarping systems that would be rolled out at the end of the day by a bulldozer, rolled out over the garbage, and then it can hold in everything right there. And then we, the next day, roll that tarp back up and continue our operations. So it's more efficient to put the garbage on garbage, give better use of the airspace, something that's very, very, very awareness at our facility now. Is protecting our airspace, and so it's even better, you know, not using the spray material. The spray material is good. It only puts a thin layer over the garbage to hold it in place versus 6 inches of soil. So doing other things, trying to maximize our space, but that is an old way, like you're saying, was to, we want the yard waste so we can turn it into compost. And, you know, and people still have that saying, well, take it out to the landfill because they can, you know, they can compost it. Well, I guess my rebuttal would be that, well, you can compost as well. You can keep your yard waste at your own place and you compost.
We really don't want to
be. We don't. I mean, everybody should be composting, doing backyard composting with their scraps or food scraps. Do something, take care of those organics and mix in your natural grown leftovers, if you will, the, you know, banana peels, potatoes,
watermelon rinds.
Watermelon rinds, all those things can be composted, mix up, and then, you know, put your leaves now that they're falling. You know, put a layer of those on there and then repeat and do this something good with it. So, you know, yeah, we can compost it, but you can compost it too.
Okay, if you're going to compost, that does take an effort though. And there are things that will help out. And it used to be you guys would go out and tell people, these are things you can do to compost.
Yeah.
Do you still do things like that?
Certainly.
To go out and say, we're going to have an educational program on how to do mini composting or something.
Yeah, maybe need to do some for the general public and do some, you know, outreach things, but primarily we've gone to like outdoor classrooms and
hit up
the third and fourth graders in the county and be part of that. So that's always been a time to promote that, but maybe we need to get to the target audience of those of adults that are still interested in doing that stuff. So
does take an effort if you're going to do it.
It does.
Yep. Again, and that's why it's kind of a misnomer saying free yard waste.
Yeah.
We pointed out before. But so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, those are the days. Yep. Keep it in mind. Any questions, you can contact the landfill, I guess.
You bet.
But did it last spring and actually went along pretty good. But we do have less yard waste in the springtime.
That's right.
People are just doing some of the cleanup, getting ready, clearing out beds, flower beds, and things like that. Now we're putting everything to sleep for the winter. So, and yeah, the trees will lose their leaves, and does create the big part of it too.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep working at it. It's just one of the many things. It is. It's one of those challenges. And like you said, I shouldn't say if. I'm going to say when. When we get up to the methane harvesting,
Yep.
It could change. But that's also a tough decision for you because that takes up space.
Yeah.
You use that airspace. And,
yep.
Is there a right answer?
It doesn't ever seem to be a quick answer. And I've had that conversation with employees, too, of, well, let's just do this. And it's like, and then they want a response. I was like, you have to understand. I have to consider other things in those decisions. And so sometimes things get bogged down, but I try to be aware that, you know, like, oh, all right, so we do the methane collection system, and then we want more organics. And the conversation I had with that the company that's interested in doing this is, you know, that they're saying that they want organics put into the landfill because that's going to produce methane.
Yeah.
And so my thought was, but I've always pushed for composting, and you know, I've always, we already did, you know, talk about composting yard waste, but also do your backyard composting with banana peels and watermelon rinds, etc. You know, is that something that I should not be telling people to do, you know, because the company wants more methane? I was like, I think that's unnecessary. I'd still want to do the best thing with it, not do something that causes methane to be produced to then be recaptured and then go into the system, but is it harmful? Is it bad? And then you take into yard waste, throw that in the mix. Like you mentioned, you know, we're talking, it's like 800 tons a year of yard waste that we take in. And should that be then buried? Well, our message has always been to save our airspace. You know, don't throw away unnecessary materials. Don't throw away 2x4s that are in good shape. Whatever it might be, there's a lot of stuff that gets thrown away that still is functional. And, you know, that's irritating. Well, same thing could be said for the yard waste then. It's should we throw it away? Well, it's good for the land. It's good for the methane production. So we should bury it. It's an organic. Well, that's good for them, but is it good for the environment? So it's also
good
for
the longevity of our landfill,
right? And is it good for operations on a day-to-day basis? It's really good for us not to have to deal with that, honestly, because as you mentioned, it's not free. It's free to the public, but it's not free to the landfill. We have a fair share of expenses that go along with that. So if we can eliminate that, I think that sounds pretty good. And it would be very popular with employees, I think, to not have to deal with that. But you got to do the right thing, I guess, and balance it all out. So there's never really that easy, yep, that's obvious decision, let's do that. It seems to be like, got to weigh everything, take everything into consideration.
I've heard your presentation previously on tarping. Let listeners know a little bit more. This would be a mechanical system that you would have to invest in, obviously not inexpensive. But once again, it definitely would preserve. I mean, you just tarp over the areas where your face, and then roll it back the next day. What's the lifespan? I mean, you know, these are things you have to investigate, because I know when you go to make that presentation, those are the questions you're going to be asked.
Yeah. You do have initial investment for the machines themselves, and then the tarps to be built onto them as well. And, you know, there's, from what the companies will say is, you know, what's the life expectancy? Well, you know, it kind of depends what you're covering and how well you take care of it and how you don't roll it out on sharp things sticking up that would tear the tarps and then create the holes and, you know, eventually
then they shred.
It keep going, you know. So, you know, 6 to 7 years is, that's kind of a typical thing. That's when you might need to start replacing those. So you have the initial investment up front. Are you making that back? Well, you know, with our spray material, what are we spraying? It's a PosiShell mixture. We have to buy that stuff. We have to mix it into the sprayer. We already own the sprayer, but that was an initial investment years ago. But we're still buying the material to mix into it to spray over it. And, you know, it's anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000 a year that we would spend on that, depending on how much we use it, when, and et cetera. But to offset that is look at the time savings as well. At the end of the day, imagine instead of having a machine coming out and spraying this all over the top of the garbage to keep it in place, we instead drive the dozer over, hook onto it, hit a remote button, and start rolling that tarp out backwards, you know, as the dozer backs up, lays it out on the garbage, it's weighted down, it stays there. You know, ideally, that's when it's non-80-mile-an-hour winds, 20 miles an hour, I mean, gusty winds, which could be problematic, or coming up is that, you know, that snow.
Are we going to have a foot of snow on it overnight?
Yeah. And if you're always good about knowing the weather forecast, and it's always true and spot on, and and there's no surprises, probably you can manage that better. But you get those one of those 6-inch foot snowstorms on top of it, it's going to be tough to get that thing out of there. So managing it when it's going to be used. But certainly, you know, if you're talking rolling out that tarp and having the garbage covered in 5 minutes and the next morning roll it back up in 5 minutes and you're back in operation, that saves a lot of time. And not spraying material, the posi shell spray material on top of it, not hauling dirt as much, which, you know, that's really driving have an excavator and a haul truck and picking up piles of dirt and dumping it down near the work face and then covering it at the end of the day. So not going through all the fuel expenses, the time expenses, you know, all those things.
So there, you're telling me there's no easy answer.
Again, going back to weighing it all out, what's going to be the best? But really what I've talked about is saying this is another aspect that we could use. Mm-hmm. I know, would we use it 100% of the days? No. But those days when we can use it and be opportunistic, it's wonderful. Sure. And then when we need to use the spray material, we use that one. There's going to be times when we need to use dirt to cover too, to cover certain longer term areas. So it's not like it's the only thing we're going to be using. It's another, I don't know.
Yeah, when you get to those longer term spots, then you got a cap.
Yeah.
So that's a seal. So
yep.
Whole nother thing.
Yep.
All right. As long as we're talking about improving the efficiency, we are getting a compactor truck for recycling.
Yes.
Cardboard. Primarily, again, we're talking cardboard. Yep. The old box truck that I think you got a few hundred thousand on it, something like that. Not a lot of value in trading it, I don't think. Bill's been able to keep it moving.
But, yeah. a lot of work, a lot of repairs over the time and maintenance and keeping it running for sure.
Again, for the efficiency part, definitely is going to help there. Again, you don't have to handle cardboard 2, 3, 4 times. You're going to be able to pack it in there. I would venture to guess regular cardboard routes.
Yep. And that'll be the change. And we are working on the communication plan with our businesses that we serve, including you guys, of how we're going to assist with the recycling that has been going on. So primarily, we're going to focus on cardboard, as you mentioned. So really focus on the day-to-day operations of picking up the cardboard at all those facilities, which is the bulk of it anyway. But then what do? We don't want to just kick those other ones to the curb saying, well, it's only paper, it's only a few cans, plastic. No. Okay, but we're not going to be there every week. And what we're looking at is, you know, every other week on a Friday or some type, we have to figure out the route and lay it all out. And maybe it's once a month. And what we'll offer too is to say, if you need additional storage for your stuff, let us help you. We'll give you more bags, which is a common one that you use. If you want a tipper cart, we'll help with that. So it's additional storage, and you could even set it outside, you know, seal it up so that it's protected. Whatever we can do to help with that, to then give you time to store your stuff, so when we can come back and still pick up your papers and your plastics and whatever else it is.
You're still going to, at the drop-off location, which you get a ton of cardboard out of there, you're still going to have to handle that,
right?
Pack it in. But again, it's all part of trying to reduce the number of times you have to handle it.
Yeah. Yep. Speed up that efficiency, I guess, and less maintenance or less labor intensive process. So throw it into the packer truck, let it smash it down. Actually, once it's full, then we'll be running part of the route and trying to drop it off at a facility that will buy it from us, is the intent. So then we're diverting it from our regular floor out at the transfer station at the recycling transfer station at the landfill. So taking that stuff away from that area, not shoving into a semi, not paying for that transportation and the tonnage, so diverting some costs in that way, be labor savings, less handling of it, you know, on a day-to-day basis, should save fuel and some efficiencies, but also because would be less trips back to the landfill to unload, and then ultimately saving some money and
would actually and get paid.
Yeah. Money coming in, which would be rare for on the recycling side.
Well, because right now, we're shipping it all off to Des Moines, and and whatever's there, they get.
Yep,
it's their opportunity. So, it's a transition that'll be coming up. Yeah. People will pay attention to it, but again, it's one of those things where try to improve that efficiency, reduce, and it obviously is going to last you a long time. Your box truck lasted you a long time.
Yeah, so. It did well. You know, we're looking at those bigger customers, I guess, frankly, of who has the cardboard. Can we take that on? You know, can we get some of the larger, not huge companies, but, you know, bigger producers of cardboard in particular.
Sure.
We're talking OCC, the old corrugated cardboard.
Yep, the big brown stuff.
Yep.
Yeah,
as a rule. The more the merrier, and if we can, you know, a good problem would be to, well, it's full too fast. You know, that would be something. And if we, we'll figure that out as it happens. But I think we have a good plan in place, and we'll see how it all comes together. But we'll be communicating that with customers, our businesses out there that are recyclers, that this is how it's going to be going forward.
Yep. This weekend happens to be one of the two times a year you take your household hazardous waste collection event on the road. Got Metro Waste. The cleanup crew will be in Madrid.
Yes.
St. Malachy's?
St. Malachy's, 9 to 11. Bring out your oil-based paint, paint thinners. It's not just about paint, but no latex paint in the process. But also those chemicals and fertilizers, aerosol cans.
If you haven't found a way to use it,
sometimes. We're probably all guilty of it to some extent. How long do you hold on to stuff before you just say, you know, enough's enough?
I've got some I'm looking at that's been here a long time. So, and then the other thing, has it been sitting like in the garage? Has it frozen thawed? You know, that's a whole nother issue there. There are times when you just need to let it go.
That's right.
So this would be a perfect opportunity. So this is all service area available. I mean, if you haven't been able to make it out or make an appointment or something like that, and you've been cleaning out a shed or something, you could make a trip down to Madrid.
Yeah, that's right. It is one of those times where, like I said, you said we go on the road with it. It's a collection event by Metro. They come up and we load right on their trailer. And we did one of these back in June 1st, in Boone. And this is the Saturday one that we typically do, but this one's on the road. So if you usually do our Saturday household hazardous waste collection, just know that it's not going to be at the landfill this time. This one will be down at Madrid at St. Malachy's. So a good opportune time to be if you're in our service area. So Madrid residents especially, it seems like those will attend. We have had Boone people drive to Madrid, download in those days, and that's great. Be sure you are in our service area.
Yep.
If you are a rural Madrid resident, be sure that you know where what servicing facility you should be going to. So what I'm talking about is Southsiders down there especially that go into the next county. This is not an event for you to bring your stuff to. So Boone County residents is what we're talking about.
Okay.
It just happens to be in Madrid, more opportune for the south part of the county to come out.
All right. We got that.
Not a requirement, though. You can come from anywhere
again,
in our service.
Again, and then if it's just not going to fit your schedule, call, try to make an appointment, schedule an appointment if you need to. Otherwise, you're going to have one more
In November. Yep, that'll be the last Saturday.
Till springtime.
Right. We'll put it on pause because of the storage of the stuff, the just general slowdown. So it would be November 2nd will be the last one at the landfill for the Household Hazardous Saturday Collection event. But otherwise, during the week, if you can't do the Saturdays, but you have some time during the week and you want to get rid of that stuff, just give us a call Monday through Friday, 8 to 3. Make an appointment with us. We just want to make sure we have someone that can help you out, collect the stuff, store it properly, do the right things with it. And that goes with batteries, too. I had a call earlier already this morning, someone asking about, I got a whole shoebox full of some types of batteries, and it's like, what do I do with them? It's like, call us up. You know, actually, with batteries, you can drop them off virtually any time at the office because we'll go through them, tape the ends because we protect the positive terminals. You could really save us some time if you would. We'd be much appreciated, too.
I got that packing tape part down. I lay it out. I put them on there, fold it over.
Done.
Yeah.
Yep, pretty slick and easy. Yep, and then roll it up, and then we throw it in a box, and so we're getting them recycled in that process. But it's a service we provide because there's a lot of batteries out there and a lot of different types, and it doesn't seem like that's going away.
No, for some reason, it does not. Like he said, even the birthday cards that play music and stuff still have those.
It's amazing. You know, I had a plug-in. It was a LED display for a meter on one of our pumps. and which is hardwired. It had power to it all the time. I had someone, an electrician took it out, swapped it out for us, and he handed it to me. I was like, I'm just curious. And popped that thing open, and there was a battery inside of it.
Yeah.
So it had a battery backup for whatever reason. I didn't really think it was necessary, but out of curiosity, I was like, I wonder if there is. And sure enough, there's a battery inside there. So they're everywhere. And you take medical devices, you know, everything. Oh. It's just everywhere. So assume nothing, but do take a second, try to figure out if there's a battery in there, and then can remove them, that's great. If it's too much, we can probably help you out with it as well.
I know you're still available. If people, groups, organizations want to have presentations, call a landfill, let them know you're interested, and you guys can put together any kind of a program for them.
Yeah, if you have some type
maybe not a tour of the face, but
well, we have a lovely view from the new shop area. You can see what's going on. It's actually pretty opportunistic right now to see what's going on. If you're just really curious, I've had individuals come out. You know, it's I'd rather have 40 people. So
yeah,
but I won't turn anybody away.
We bring a lawn chair?
Yeah. Bring a picnic lunch and sit there
and watch.
Watch the birds circling.
Can see it. You can see it from where you're at, from your shop.
So if you wanted to do a tour and see, that's one of the most meaningful things, honestly, is I think it should be a requirement for all residents of Boone County to pay a visit to the landfill during our hours of operation. Yeah. Don't come in after hours. But to see what actually goes on, it changes your mindset a little bit when you see what actually goes on and the impact and
what the environment comes
and
in
the quantity. And it's you throw something away in the future, it might change your mind a little bit after you see where it goes, where away is when we talk about away being the landfill. Yeah, your garbage went away.
John Rosa, Boone County Landfill Administrator, Recycling Coordinator, our guest on our program today. Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. Again, people, if you have questions about anything, obviously you can contact the landfill. What is it, 433-0591?
That's it, 433-0591.
All righty. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.